Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, Dee. I have two questions. I'll be very brief. My first one, I went to the Erie County Fair, and I wanted to know, is it a good idea for my spiritual good to return to the fair today to photograph butterflies that I need?
Okay, I'm just going to talk, and somebody let me know you can hear me. All righty. Okay, hi, everybody. Oh, my goodness. You know, all you can do is adapt, right? You just got to adapt. I want to start by thanking the film production that I am in right now that, yes, does have a waiver with SAG to let me come in late so I can do the show. And thank you for Lauren to come on and sub in for Stephen today. I don't know, you think these are signs that the show is done and I get a big no. It goes to no already. Okay, last week, as you know, you didn't hear the show and you don't hear a recording because Blog Talk was totally down and not able to transmit anything. So I did the show and I talked to people who called into the show, but it didn't record and the rest of you couldn't hear it. So, interesting times, and we adapt. That's all we can do. I want to remind you, hopefully, the rescheduled webinar is tomorrow night. As you know, we're on hurricane watch out here in Los Angeles. Please call into the show. We're planning on doing it. If the internet goes down, out of my control. So we're moving ahead, claiming that we absolutely are holding the intention that everything's great, everything's fine, and the show is successfully done tomorrow night, because boy, is there a lot of information about AI and the soul. Woof. And there's going to be lots more because of the questions that you all bring in. Okay, so everybody's asking me about the weather. The fires in Canada, the hurricanes, really? Off Los Angeles? I mean, it's unheard of, it's unprecedented. And all the flooding and blah, blah, blah. And according to the channel, the major cause of this is anger, our anger, because we feel like we have no control. I can't ever be God, which ultimately means I can't ever be in control of my life. So we are stepping forward now to claim and direct that we all know and experience that I am in control and creation of my life as the God that I am on this plane. Okay, in the private sessions, we have been, oh my God, I can't even explain to you how off the charts they have been because of the intention that we have been going into the privates with. So I want to read you this beautiful thing from Abraham Hicks, who's, of course, saying the same thing as the channel. And sometimes when you hear it in different ways, you get it in different ways. So here it goes. The most valuable skill or talent that you could ever develop is that of directing your thoughts toward what you want. To be adept at quickly evaluating all situations and then quickly coming to the conclusions of what you most want. And then giving your undivided attention to that. There is a tremendous skill in deliberately directing your own thoughts that will yield results that cannot be compared with results that mere action can provide. And I hear all the time, yeah, but I did this and I did that and I did this. It doesn't matter, guys. If you're not in alignment with receiving it, you can take action until the day you die and you're not going to see what you want. So on today's show, we are each asking this question, what is keeping me from being the God of me that gets what I want? Let me read it one more time. Everybody join in me. This is your intention today. What is keeping me from being the God of me that gets what I want? Okay, so as I take the callers, we're going to answer that question first, and then if you have another one, we'll go on and take your question. Don't want your story, want your question. Okay, we are going to start and go in order. Susan in New York, you're on.
What is keeping me from getting what I want?
Well, if I can find the pendulum that I just dropped. I'm telling you, it's just, maybe it's the ions. I swear to God, it's nowhere, you guys. This is crazy. I got it.
Yes. Love it.
All right. Okay. So here's your answer. This page here, 1 through 5. I don't think I have enough creative power to get what I want. So you must choose the thought, I have all the creative power to manifest everything I want. If you have any thoughts that go against that, that's why you're not getting what you want. All right.
Thank you.
All right. What's your question now? Do you have one after that?
I had a question. Is it for my greatest spiritual good to go back to the fair today to get what I didn't get to do? And I get a yes on that, actually.
I get a yes, too. However, when I say that's the highest question, I get a no. The highest question is, do you think you are powerful enough to create it?
I know I am.
It was a no when you called. It's a yes now.
I know I am. Thank you. I love you so.
I love you too, Miss Susan. Thank you for calling in. Be well. Okay. And we're going to, they're telling me we got to balance after everyone. So we're Susan and all of us, because everybody's is everybody's today. We're claiming I am love, and that brings it all into balance and directs it. Yes, it does. Okay. Miss Jereen in Rapid City,
what?
You're on. I'm getting to it. This page here, 1 through 5, 6. First part. I have to give up me so I can take care of others. That is the biggest belief running your energy that's keeping you from getting what you want. So I always come forward for me first, and then all other energy is taken care of. Okay?
Okay.
All right. What, do you have a question?
Yes. I was going to call to see if our employee Jess is going to show up for work tomorrow.
Not the highest question.
Okay.
Take what you just learned. What do you want?
I want him to come. Yes, I want him to come. I want to see how I can restore the relationship. We've given
okay.
him.
Okay. So I am directing this person to show up for work tomorrow through divine love so that I can share my love with him. Okay?
Yep.
You see, in asking the question, you weren't directing what you wanted. I'm using everybody today to teach everybody. Did you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You see, again, guys, we're reading about it. We're studying it. We're doing talk shows about it. And we are not consciously doing it. You got to do it. You've got to be in alignment within yourself, and then the action takes place. You got it, Jereen? We are all claiming, I am love, and so it is. All right, lovely. Thank you. Okay, Cheryl in Houston.
Hi.
The thing that is...
Yeah,
I'll go right to it, guys. I'll go right to the first one, and then you can ask if you have another question. Okay, this page, here. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. And that can look like a lot of things. I can't do this till. I'm not ready to do this yet. This person isn't on board, and I love them, so I have to hold myself back. It can present itself as many different things. There is nothing in this world that has to change or die or give you permission before you create you and what you want. Okay?
Wow.
So
yeah.
All energy now. All energy is on board with me to create me and create getting what I want in this lifetime right now. And we claim I am love. That balanced everything, brought all the direction, yes. Okay, do you have a specific question you called in with?
Yes. I do. I've got three yes, no questions for you, real super quick. I am working on financial freedom. My first yes, no question is, am I correct in asking for just less than a $12,000 assessment?
Okay, Cheryl, the minute you said that, the channel said she hasn't asked for what she wants at all.
Huh. Okay.
Have you asked for a Have you directed, I am joyfully receiving the $12,000 adjustment? No. Is that what you want?
Okay.
Yes?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, then, but guys, I really want you to get this today. Do you realize that you haven't asked for it? You've just thought about it.
I really didn't, so that's really helpful. Yeah, I see how I didn't. I planned excitedly. And said I was the creator of me, but I didn't specifically do it in the better manner you're suggesting. I love it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, that's
okay.
Seriously helpful.
So,
thank you.
Look, if you're teaching a little 2-year-old about life, you tell them exactly what they need to do. You give them instruction, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, guys.
Yes.
Be your own 2-year-old. All right,
I love
next.
It. Okay, now I just ask, is it yes or no asking for the slightly less than $12,000 assessment?
That's the right question, yeah. Well, no, because that's not what you want. What
that
do you want, Cheryl?
Well, this is a step in complete financial freedom.
You want $12,000 assessment, not something slightly less.
I dreamed that I should ask for $11,776 instead of $12,000.
Yeah, because you have to limit yourself and give yourself
nice.
Up for others in some way in order to get what you want.
Good lesson. Okay, so
okay,
$12,000. Perfect. Thanks. Should I ask? Okay, so this is an order. Should I ask first, add it first, and then get permission, or the reverse, get permission first and then add it?
You give yourself permission.
Well, I need the board to agree to it.
No. See, this is exactly what I just read you.
I gotcha. Okay.
Taking
I don't need anything else
without,
to change. Yes.
With taking action without you being in alignment is
and demanding.
Wasted energy.
Okay. I got you. So then the answer is add and then tell them what I'm doing.
Yes, you feel into the joy and the love of this $12,000 and the love for all that the board is going to be and do and work with you. Feel love and joy into all of that and go, come on, universe, create it with me, and then take action.
Got it. I can do that. All right. Last yes, no. Is my family able to assist as I'd like by September end, the end of September?
What do you want?
That one's too big. I want a healed relationship with my mom, but that's not in my control.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Are you the god of you or not, Cheryl?
Yeah, but I'm not the god of her. So I had to just walk away.
Oh, God.
And give her love. So I do.
Yes. And what do you want?
I want financial assistance and a healed relationship.
Okay, that's what you asked for. That's what you feel love around.
Okay.
Otherwise, the energy of your mom and this relationship has to die before you can create a good relationship.
But since we're estranged, I don't know if she's capable of assisting in
the
way.
Not your freaking job, Cheryl.
Okay. All right. These nuances are amazing. I
yes.
mean, wow. Okay.
That's why I wanted
wow.
to do this show.
Good job.
This is probably
it's perfect.
The most valuable show we'll do in a long time.
But absolutely. Thank you.
We're going to start doing this more and more because...
Ooh, I'm on board.
You guys... The whole reason we do this work is to manifest what we want. And if you are not manifesting what you want, you're falling out somewhere in what you think you understand.
Yes.
Our
past,
intention
yes.
is to get what we want.
Wow. And that's okay. Wow. Thank you.
Not only
I'm
is
going
it okay...
To...
It's why you're here. You
yeah.
want to let the god of everything down? Don't be the god of you.
Okay, my new mantra has been, I am and I create my highest good in every breath. And
okay,
I am now
see,
able to live it more with what you've helped me.
Yeah, I want you to re-listen to this show.
Yeah,
and you'll see
definitely.
How every question you asked did not match what you were saying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. I know my
thanks,
Baptist
Dee.
Preacher's out, but it's because I love
no,
you
no, it was positive instead of negative today. It was awesome and helpful. Thank you.
Okay, and we are all claiming I am love around all of that. Thank you, baby. All right, Gail. If you dare, come on. All right, let me answer the question about what you need to align to actually get everything you want. this page here. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. Okay, so what you want is to know that you're good enough as a God of you right now to manifest everything you want. Okay, now what's your question?
No, my hello, Dee. Testimonial. Everybody,
goody.
If you have an opportunity to sign up for Dee's annual subscription, it's amazing. So what we do in snippets on this show, you get a chance to do that deep dive. She's just transformed my life. I'm doing something that when I went to Creation Station, I said I don't have the confidence to do the work that Dee does. I started my business.
Yahoo!
So,
yes.
Create the money to be partnering with Dee on this annual subscription.
Oh, aren't you sweet,
Gail.
Thank you. I love the private sessions because we just keep expanding and expanding, you know, in the yearlies. And now we're moving even faster. So around your business, you see how all those years that you were trying to do it, I'll never be good enough, so I just keep trying, right? Now you're doing it.
Yes.
Now you are good enough to get all the clients that you want, to expand into forever with your work, to channel the highest information and knowledge and understanding. You're good enough, Gail. And you're going to get it because you're creating it right now. And we're all claiming I am love. Thank you for that lovely testimonial. So much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. I know we're rocking and rolling here. Kim in Phoenix, you're on.
Hello, Supreme Sexiness, who is a grandma now. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. He's beautiful, guys. He's just beautiful and so happy. He's a very old
awesome soul,
and he's really powerful. Okay, so this is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Here, hold on. The first part. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I had this interview and the same thing happened, and I had this interview and the same thing happened, and that's being stuck.
Yeah.
Okay? So, Kim, what do you want?
I want an opportunity where I can grow and learn.
No,
I want a job.
Before. Okay. No. Keep going. What kind of job do you want?
Because
I got a job, right here in my neighborhood at McDonald's.
Okay. No. Okay. Now I'm okay. I want an opportunity where I get to be creative and I get to use my knowledge to grow the.
Okay. See,
to grow my,
you don't know how to say what you want. Guys. Don't know how to say what you want. And the beliefs that they give you are a part of why you can't fully come forward in your power and say what you want. So you tell me exactly what kind of job and what money you want to make.
Okay. I want to make $50,000 a year. I'm going up from what I did last time.
Good.
My opportunity. Yeah, I get to be creative, and I'm honored and respected and supported in my new opportunity. It's fun, energizing, and interesting work to me. I get to
what
learn new things.
What kind of work do you want to do, Kim?
Oh, okay. Marketing or trade show planning, or special event planning, that.
And either one is fine with Kim. Yes, and I know you have training in both of those. So Mm-hmm. Anybody out there knows of a job around Phoenix, Arizona, or something where she can work virtually? You heard it. She's trained for it. But you see how long it took to get you to say simply what you want because you felt like you were stuck and it wasn't possible.
Yes.
Well, it is possible, but not until you ask for what you want.
Wow, and I thought I had been.
Yeah, everybody in the show thinks that. If you listen, everybody thinks they're asking, and that's why they're teaching you today how to specifically ask for exactly what you want. This has a lot to do with our health, too, guys. They want you to know that every belief that they are giving you is creating your health or the lack of it. And I want to do a show just on health to bring into alignment exactly what we want and how to create it. So maybe next week, I don't know. But it's going to be soon, I can tell you that. Or it may be a webinar, they're saying, actually, so we can get into it. All right, so you got all your information now, Kim.
Yes.
Feel the love and the excitement and the joy. And let me tell you something else, guys. You're never stuck unless you define yourself as stuck. I am always free. I am always moving forward. I am always creating what I want. Okay?
Yes.
And
I wanted to give you...
I am love. Yes. Go ahead.
Now, here's my update I wanted to give you. Private... Yes. We talked about that grant that I really thought I messed up on, and I got a notification that we got a partial grant from that organization.
Great.
Yes,
now,
I wanted to give you that.
That's great.
I'm going to
And now what do you want?
Mm-hmm. I am creating more grants coming in with the amount that I
want. You
want
full grants, Kim. You want full grants.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, guys, this is so easy. But you get all caught up in, oh, am I saying the right words? Just say what you want.
Yeah.
Like a little kid who's asking what they want for Christmas. I want a doll and I want a sled and I want a new dress and I want to go to Disneyland. They don't sit there and go, well, gosh, what should I say to mommy so I get what I want? No, they just say what they want, okay? It's the feeling, the love and the joy and the excitement around exactly what you want that brings it in. Okay, moving on. Love you. Thank you for that.
Love you too.
And yoo-hoo and whoopee and good creating and now keep expanding. All of
us. Ma'am.
All of us. Keep expanding. Lynn in California. Hi, baby cakes.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. This is like transformative. This is a really big shift. I love this.
Yeah. It's a very big show. Okay. So what's keeping you from getting what you want? Here. Someone or something has to take my power away. Well, dear God, Lynn, we've worked together long enough that both of us know that's true. Especially men. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, again, guys, nobody can take your power away. No, you are your power. And if you have that belief, that will be what you powerfully create, that somebody always takes your power away.
Right. Now, it must be just a little bit left because, we've been working on this for a while. So, thank you.
This really goes through the whole lineage of your family, Lynn.
Oh, okay.
So
that makes
sense.
Okay,
so your question.
my question was going to be, what is my IDF mother-father thing to get into alignment?
Because, interestingly enough, they told me to do that before you asked, that this is where your answer is. So your mother's is on this page here. Well, someone or something has to take my power away. That's
yep,
your mother.
That makes total sense.
Your father's here, 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 1 through 5. Yeah, I don't think. I know I don't have enough creative power to get what I want.
Wow.
Well, how can you if somebody has to take your power away?
Exactly. And then having both of those, they it doubles
yeah,
up on
and
it.
By the way, guys, it doesn't have to make sense. Your mothers and
yeah.
fathers don't have to make sense because it goes back through to the beginning of time of your lineage. Most of them do make sense when we bring them in. And someone asked, I had given them, they did the John Burgos program, which is rerunning next week. They're going to rerun it on the 23rd because they've gotten so much response from it. And one of the things that was included in the package were the IDF patterns. And so somebody wrote in, well, will these patterns of mine, if I give them to my child, is it theirs also? And the channel said, yes, and their father's IDF patterns are a part of them, and they have their own.
Yep.
So I wanted to, that was new information for me that I wanted to share with you all.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for doing this. It's like a mini webinar.
Yeah,
and,
it for sure is, Lynn. Yeah.
And much love to you, Grandma.
Thanks. What do you want,
he's
Lynn?
Darling.
Yeah, he is. He's perfect. What do you want, Lynn?
I want to make a minimum of $350,000 a year doing creative work as a producer, writer, and throwing some acting too. And I want to be healthy and thriving, working with great professional people that work in integrity and love and
honor.
And I want an honor.
And honor.
Yes, respect.
Okay.
And honor. And a house and some dogs and a beautiful, wonderful partner.
I get a yes on all that. And did she leave anything out? No.
Woohoo!
Okay. Yeah. So nobody can keep you from doing that. And you are the power that creates it. Feel love and
yes,
joy and excitement into all of that because you have a tendency to want to kind of go to the dark side, Lynn.
You're
okay.
Right. And I'd like to do that in acting or writing, but not in my real life.
Thank
you.
You
know you can do
and
that.
That's a big, very big distinction for those of you people that are creative. Well, we're all creative, but in the creative arts, I can't tell you, and I don't even know where it comes from, except all the bullshit learning we've been given, that we have to take years to pay for the right to be creative. I can't tell
yep.
you how many actors, when I was teaching acting, came out and said, well, I know I'm going to have to wait tables for 10 years. What? So I'm saying to all of you that are creating businesses and anything you want to do, from the time I left Kansas till the time I starred in the biggest blockbuster of all time was less than 7 years.
Amazing.
When I started
awesome.
Doing this work, everybody said, are you kidding me, Dee? You're not a channel. What? I said, yeah, I am, and I've been told to do this, so I'm doing it. well, don't tell him you drink wine. I said, no, that's who I am. Well, don't tell him you say fuck. Nope, that's who I am. So if I can't be who I am to get what I want, going to work. Okay? All right.
Right.
Boy, my Baptist preacher,
you,
she's on today.
I
got
it.
The crimson robe on today. All right, Johanna in Florida, you're on. Here we go. Here's your, what's keeping you from getting what you want. This page here. Here. I'm scared to death to be here. And here is getting everything you want. I love being here. I embrace it. I'm excited about it. Oh, my God, it's the best thing on earth, getting everything I want. All right, what's your question?
Well, interestingly enough, I've been feeling like I've been feeling really angry and like I don't know how to get what I want. And so I've been listening, thinking I need to get really clear about what I want. My relationships are the way I'd like them to be. So I want to have healthy, happy, joyous relationships with my supportive relationships with my sons.
Let's just leave it with relationships. You want that with everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody in your life, even the clerk at the grocery store. You want kind, loving, giving, respectful relationships. Now, they're saying we've got to tie the two of these together. Because if you're scared to death to get what you want, you're not going to create those relationships. So there's one relationship, it's a male relationship in your life that's making you afraid of getting what you want because you lost it. Who is it?
Randall?
All right, we're going to your son, Johanna.
Oh,
we're
my
going
son
to your
David?
Son. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so David came in to show you what you don't want. So that in this moment right now, you know what you do want. Do you understand? So you can't allow, I don't want what went down with David to keep you from creating what you do want with him and everybody else. Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not questioning the channel, but my other son is the one I'm really, really not in relationship with. I'm not in relationship with either of them in a healthy way. And that's what's brought this
whole
thing
on. Okay, is David older? Is David older?
Yuri is older.
Well, they're sticking with David.
Okay.
And whatever went down with him, subconsciously you're going, oh, I can't ever do that again. I can't ever do that again. And so you're not creating a healthy relationship because subconsciously you're in fear of the unhealthy relationship.
Right.
That's
well, I'm
like
seeing
me.
It mirrored in everyone.
Yes, of course you
I
are.
I am. I mean, recently it's just been like the only common denominator here is me, and it's just been really.
Okay, Johanna. Look,
okay.
Let's break it down. It's very simple. Whatever you believe, the world will mirror.
Okay.
So right now, you're sending out the signal, I'm scared to death to have healthy relationships where everybody's happy and respectful because they go to shit anyway. And so the universe is going, all right, I'll match that. And that's why you're getting what you want, which is what you don't want.
Okay.
Tell me you're getting this.
I'm getting it. I'm really
yeah,
getting it.
Yeah, you're getting it, but you're fighting it. Do you want to change your life or not?
I do.
Okay, then quit fighting me and the information and just commit to changing what you believe. Relationships can be joyful and respectful and wonderful and loving, and that's what I'm creating. That I'm creating myself in harmony with that so I can get what I want. Claim, I am love. Bring all this into balance. And so it is. Okay. You know what to do now. You watch. Just don't argue with it. Just do it. And see. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain, right?
Yeah, it's really been just this.
I don't want to hear your story. Don't want to hear your story.
I don't want to either.
Okay, then start telling a new one. All right, sweetheart. You can do this. You got to choose to, though. All of you, we got to choose. Lisa in Kentucky, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I wanted to find out what's keeping me, you know, from being the god of me and getting what I want.
Okay, here it is. This one, 1 through 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong.
How and, ironic. I've kind of been working on that. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. We're in sync then, aren't we? And here is being a powerful creator.
Ooh,
I'm not supposed to be a powerful creator and I don't belong. Well, let me tell you guys, whether you believe it or not, you already are. You're just creating what you don't want because you're not conscious. Okay. Now, what's your specific question?
So I wanted to know what I need to get clear on. There's a real estate transaction that's pending. My mother-in-law passed away.
What do you want, Lisa?
I want to enter into a legitimate real estate contract for the purchase of the house and for it to close by September 30th.
Okay. Legitimate is your key to where you're falling out.
Okay.
Why would you have to put legitimate in there if you trust that you are creating a successful purchase of the house?
Stop.
Mm-hmm. I want, you didn't get it. You heard it, you didn't get it. So I've got to put the word legitimate in there because I don't trust I'm a powerful enough creator to get what I want, which is an easy and successful purchase of this house. Isn't that what you want?
Yes, definitely.
By when?
By September 30th.
Okay. See how easy that was?
Yeah.
And it's true that you have never asked for that yet. Now you have.
Yeah.
And you are a powerful enough creator to create that with joy and love and excitement.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I am.
So any doubts that or feelings around, oh, my God, somebody's going to rip me off or this might not happen or this is too good to be true, all that is why you put the word legitimate in there.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, well, please, guys, start being conscious. Start being conscious, okay? You know what you want. You know what your direction is now. Okay?
I do. Thank
you.
Thank you for the clarity.
You bet. I am love. We're all claiming around that. Guys, I have to call the show. Boy, I could stay on forever. And for those of you that are saying, oh, I wish I would have gotten on, I want you to ask yourself, at what time did you call into the show? Because I take all the calls in order. And a lot of you call in after or right after the show has started when a lot of people have signed up already. So if you really want to get what you want, then you need to call in at an earlier time. And I'm not saying like an hour before, but if there's something that you really need, call in a little earlier so you're sure that you're first up in the queue. Okay? We will do this again next week because I know there's a lot of people that I didn't get to. They're picking me up to go to the set now. So I couldn't extend it if I wanted to with Blog Talk anyway. So we'll do this, more of this, again next week. If you got yours today, I would like to hear what energy has moved forward for you, because we're getting what we want. And around that, we all claim, I am love. Let's say it together. I love me. Come on, really own it. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.